Imisebenzi isahluko sechumi lafica munwe munye. Kwathi uApollo eseKorinte, uPauli wafika eEfesu esedabule ilizwe elingasenhla, wafumana abafundi abathile khona, wathi kubo,
"Lamamukela yini umoya ongcwele mhlali kholwa yona?"
Bathi,
"Hhayi, kasizanga sizwe ukuthi kukhona umoya ongcwele."
Wathi,
"Pho, labhaphathizwa ngobhaphathizo bani na?"
Bathi,
"Ngobhaphathizo lukaJohane."
UPawuli wathi,
"UJohane wabhaphathiza ngobhaphathizo lokuphenduka, etshela abantu ukuba bakholwe kulowo oweza kuza emva kwakhe, okutsho uJesu."
Bathi ukuzwa lokho, babhaphathizwa ebizweni lenkosi uJesu. Wathi uPawuli esebekile izandla zakhe phezu kwabo, umoya ongcwele wehlela kubo. Bakhuluma ngendimi, bazisela. Babengaba lichumi lambili bebonke. Wangena esinagogeni, wakhuluma ngesibindi inyanga ezintathu, echumayela efundisa ngombuso kaNkulunkulu. Kodwa kwathi uba abanye besiba lukhuni bengakholwa, bekhuluma kubi ngaleyo ndlela phambi kwabantu, wasuka kubo waqegula abafundi wafundisa insuku ngensuku esikolweni sikaThirani. Lokhu kwaqhubeka iminyaka emibili, baze balizwa ilizwi lenkosi bonke abakhileyo e-Asiya, amaJuda lamaGriki. UNkulunkulu wenza imisebenzi yamandla engejwayelekanga ngezandla zikaPawuli. Baze bathatha amadukwe lamalembu emzimbeni wakhe, bawesa kwabagulayo, izifo zasuka kubo, labomoya ababi baphuma. Kwathi abanye kubaJuda abayizanuse ezizulayo bathanda ukuphatha ibizo lenkosi uJesu kulabo abangenwe ngomoya ababi besithi,
"Ngiyakufungisa uJesu amchumayelayo uPawulu."
Kwakukhona amadodana ayisikhombisa ompristi omkhulu wabaJuda othiwa nguSikeva ayekwenza lokho. Kodwa umoya omubi waphendula wathi,
"UJesu ngiyamazi, loPawuli ngiyamazi, kodwa lina lingobani?"
Lowo muntu owayelomoya omubi wabadumela, wabehlula bonke, wabanqoba, baze baphuma kuleyo ndlu, bagijima beze belimele. Lokhu kwezwakala kubo bonke abakhileyo e-Efesu, abaJuda kanye lamaGriki. Ukwesaba kwabehlela bonke, kwadunyiswa ibizo lenkosi uJesu. Labanengi abakholwayo beza bezivuma, beziveza obala izenzo zabo. Abanengi kubo ababesenza imilingo baletha incwadi zabo ndawonye, bazitshisa phambi kwabo bonke, babala imali yazo. Bayifumanisa izinkulungwane ezingamachumi amahlanu esiliva. Ngakho ilizwi lenkosi lakhula lanqoba. Ngemva kwalezi zinto uPawuli wazimisela emoyeni ukuya eJerusalema esedabule eMakedoniya le-Akhaya, wathi,
"Emva kokufika kwami khona ngimele ukubona iRoma layo."
Esethumele eMakedoniya ababili kubasizi bakhe oTimothi lo-Erastu, yena wahlala e-Asiya isikhatshana. Kodwa ngaleso sikhathi kwasuka isiphithiphithi esikhulu mayelana laleyo ndlela, ngoba umuntu othile othiwa nguDimitriyu, umkhandi wesiliva owenza amatempelana kaDiana, wazuzisa abakhandi besiliva inzuzo enengi. Wasebaqoqa bona kanye labanye abasebenza umsebenzi onjalo, wathi,
"Madoda, liyazi ukuthi kulomsebenzi kuvela inotho yethu, njalo liyabona. Liyazi futhi ukuba kakusikho lapha e-Efesu, kodwa kuphose ukuba kube kulolonke elase-Asiya. UPawuli lo ubaphambukisile abantu ngokubenza bakholwe ukuthi kayisibo onkulunkulu abenziwe ngezandla. Kayisikho lokhu kuphela okuthi umsebenzi wethu lo usengozini, kodwa lethempeli likankulunkulukazi omkhulu uDiana lalo liza kuthiwa liyinto engesilutho. Lobukhulukazi bakhe buza kuphela, yena elimkhonzayo lonke elase-Asiya lomhlaba wonke."
Bathi bekuzwa lokhu bathukuthela, bamemeza besithi,
"Nkulu uDiana wabase-Efesu!"
Umuzi wonke wagcwala isiphithiphithi. Batheleka kanye kanye endaweni yokudlalela. Babamba uGayo loAristava abaseMakedonia ababehamba loPaul. UPaul wafuna ukungena phakathi kwexulu, kodwa abafundi labamvumelanga. Lababusi baseAsia abathile ababengabangani bakhe bathumela kuye bemncenga ukuba angalingi ukungena endaweni yokudlalela. Wathi abanye bememeza okunye labanye okunye, ngoba ixuku lonke laliyaluzela nje. Labaningi babengazi ukuthi babuthene lapho ngenxa yani. Abathile phakathi kwexuku bachasisela uAlexandro indaba, yena owayeqhutshelwe phambili ngabajuda. UAlexandro waqhweba ngesandla efuna ukuchasisa ebantwini. Bathi ukuba bezwe ukuthi ungumJuda, bamemeza bonke ngalizwi linye isibanga esingabazi awa ezimbili besithi,
"Mkhulu uDiana wabase-Efesu."
Wathi umabhalane womuzi eselithulisile ixuku wathi,
"Madoda ase-Efesu, kukhona yini phakathi kwabantu ongaziyo ukuthi umuzi wase-Efesu ungumlondolozi wethempeli likaDiana omkhulu, lowesithombe esawa sivela ezulwini na? Njengokuba lezi zinto zingephiwe, kufanele lithule lingenzi lutho ngamawala, ngoba lilethe lamadoda lapha angesibo abaphangi bamathempeli loba abahlambaza unkulunkulukazi wethu. Ngakho uba uDemetrio kanye labakhandi belensolo ngomuntu, zikhona indawo zokuthethela amacala, bakhona lababusi, kabamangalelane. Kodwa uba lifuna ulutho oluphezulu kwalokho, kuzalungiswa emhlanganweni omisiweyo, ngoba sisengozini yokumangalelwa ngomsindo walamhla ongelasisusa esingazilandulela ngaso ngalesi siphithiphithi."
Esechilo lokho wawuchitha umhlangano.